Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagram. India has refused to sign a joint declaration at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Defense Ministers meeting in Qingdao, China. Official sources said that India is not satisfied with the language of the joint document and there was no mention of cross-border terrorist activities. It is believed that Defense Minister Rajnath Singh's refusal to endorse the document resulted in the conclave ending without a joint communique. Earlier, Mr. Singh, addressing the ministers' meeting at the SCO, called for united global action against terrorism, radicalization and extremism, citing them as the biggest threats to regional peace and trust. International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking was observed globally today. The day is observed to strengthen action and cooperation to achieve the goal of an international society free of drug abuse. Union Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, B.L. Verma, today in a function on the occasion at New Delhi, said that over 14 crore people across the country have joined the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan so far. In Arunachal Pradesh, various programs were held across the state to commemorate the day. In Papumpare district, a series of events were held today with the aim to raise awareness about the dangers of substance abuse and promote a drug-free society. The two-day orientation program for the members of 8th Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh began at the State Legislative Assembly premises in Itanagar today. The orientation program on rules, procedures and conduct of business is being organized by the Parliamentary Research and Training Institute of Democracies, Lok Sabha Secretariat and Arunachal Pradesh Assembly. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men in a social media post said that the program is crucial for legislators as it equips them without the knowledge and skills needed for effective lawmaking, meaningful debates and responsible conduct in the assembly. State's Home Minister Mama Nathung said that such programs will strengthen the democratic institutions. State's Education Minister Pasang Dorje Sona said that Northeastern Regional Institute of Science and Technology, NIRIST in Nirjuli, is playing a crucial role in nurturing academic excellence and providing a platform for dialogue in the Northeast region and beyond. He said this in a series of social media posts while mentioning about his participation in the International Conference on Mathematical Sciences and Computing Innovations and Applications held at NIRIST today. Mr. Sona said that conferences like this play a vital role in promoting knowledge exchange, fostering collaboration, and advancing scientific research that contribute meaningfully to national development. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced that Class 10 board exams will be held in two terms starting from next year. According to the new framework, the initial examination will take place in February, which will be compulsory for all students. Meanwhile, the subsequent examination in May will be optional for those students who seek to enhance their performance. All past students will be allowed to improve their performance in any of the three subjects out of science, mathematics, social science and languages. State's Chief Secretary Manish Gupta today chaired the 9th Senior Officers Meeting in Itanagar. The meeting focused on the review of 38 major budget announcements for this financial year and 24 key action points. Progress of major projects such as the Golden Jubilee Model Schools and Toro Engineering College was assessed. The meeting also reviewed three proposed sports projects under PM Divine in the state. The status of pending utilization under scheme for special assistance to states for capital investment was also discussed with a call for early compliance. CBSE will have a temporary sub-regional office in Itanagar and will start functioning from the 2025-26 academic year. An agreement regarding this was signed between Arunachal Pradesh's State Council of Educational Research and Training and CBSE Regional Office Guwahati in Itanagar on Wednesday. The office will be housed within the SCERT campus at Chimpur. This sub-regional office will handle all CBSE-related matters exclusively for schools in Arunachal Pradesh. Papumpare Deputy Commissioner Vishakha Yadav has categorically stated that teachers' salaries will be processed based on attendance registers. She said this during a review meeting with the District Education Department yesterday. She cautioned that absenteeism in the Education Department would not be tolerated. She also instructed the officials to prepare a list of students without bank accounts and facilitate the account opening process. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.